Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Jonas Munnist directs the Center on Climate, Energy, Environment, and Economics at Carolina's School of Law. He is focused on aligning energy policy and environmental goals. He's also studying how decisions we make today will influence the future.
We're not an advocacy organization, so we wouldn't go into a state lawmaker's office and say, this is what you should do. We will first off say, what are the issues that you're grappling with? What are the questions you have? But also make sure that they understand that the electricity sector is changing. There are more options for consumers to control how they use their electricity, how they interact with the electricity grid. But also make sure they understand that in terms of environmental protection, there are a lot more options and likely are going to be more options in the future to ensure that we can meet the three goals of affordability, reliability, and environmental protection. And if they have better information, our theory is that with better information, then we get to better policy outcomes. I think that most policymakers are very interested in having good, solid information. They may make different value choices. They may use that information and come to different conclusions. But I think that on the whole, policymakers would prefer to have more solid, objective information than less. The role that we try to play at CE3 is not to tell the policymakers what they should do, but to recognize they have a lot of people who are telling them what they should do. What we want to do is help them understand what the choices are, help them understand the implications of the choices if they go one direction versus the other. And today also help them understand that they may be able to achieve multiple benefits. It's not just affordability versus environmental protection. A lot of the options now for electricity generation are cleaner and are cheaper. So renewable energy is getting cheaper. Battery storage is getting cheaper. Natural gas is cheaper, and there are fewer emissions from a natural gas-fired power plant than a coal-fired power plant, for example.
Professor Munnist and his colleagues at CE3 and the UNC Law School create a two-way bridge between experts and academia, policymakers, and stakeholders who are engaged in these important energy issues.
So we do that by releasing white papers. We do that by creating roundtable discussions where we make sure that we in academia are hearing the questions that policymakers are asking, and then we can go back and make sure that our work is focusing on those real-time applied questions. Our energy laws in this country were designed largely around our understandings of the electricity sector in the 1960s and 1970s. And those laws, unless they change, those laws are going to influence how the electricity sector of the 2040s and 2050s evolves. So what we try to do at the law school is first make it clear what the current rules are, explore how those current rules are going to influence questions about the role of renewable energy, the role of battery storage, the role of centralized electricity generation versus the role of distributed generation. If the laws don't change, that's going to take us down a certain trajectory, and that trajectory is going to look more like the past. If we want the electricity sector to look different, or if we want to bring in more values, more public policy goals into the electricity sector, then we need to understand how to strategically make some of those changes.
Encouraging students to practice law in the energy and environmental sectors is an important goal of CE3.
Ensuring that students are prepared to go out and practice law in energy or environment today requires more than just a very good classroom education. It requires understanding the factors that are causing environmental policy to change, causing the electricity sector to change, understanding where the sources of conflict are, understanding historically how the law has evolved and where it may go and what some of the constraints are. We create opportunities for students to participate in our roundtable discussions that we have with stakeholders and public policymakers. So they're not just hearing from professors, they're also hearing from the people that they may be working for, working with in the future. We have students as co-authors on the white papers when we're trying to answer a question that we've heard from a public policymaker, making sure that students are working side by side with us to address some of these pressing societal questions. I think one important thing to do is ask hard questions of politicians as they run for office. If we expect legislators at the state level or at the federal level to take climate change seriously, they need to know that we take climate change seriously.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on WCHL On Demand or visit unc.edu.